scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So I saw this a couple days ago, and I thought it's actually a genius idea and why it hasn't come out earlier. You know, when you were a kid, you probably and your kids probably did the same thing where you took markers and drew on yourself.
No, I was told never to do that.
But you still did it.
Okay, I still did it. Ugh, you got me.
But now it's okay.
Okay, why is that?
Because Crayola has launched their own makeup line.
Ooh, I love this.
I think it's a genius idea. I mean, because you're going to have all the different colors that you love.
And like a lot of those, you know, makeup sticks that come out now just remind me of big fat crayons anyway. So why not have a Crayola? Now, I wonder, will the colors be the same as Crayola colors?
From what I've seen from like promotional pictures and stuff like that, they're going to have a lot of the really vibrant colors, the reds, the yellows, and the greens and things like that. But yeah, it's available in 95 different shades.
Wow. So that's bigger than a 64 count box.
So they've got eyeshadows, blushes, mascaras, all that stuff. They're teamed up with this brand called ASOS or ASOS.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't do makeup.
You don't do makeup?
Not anymore.
You don't hang out at Sephora, Ulta?
No. I do go to Sephora, but I don't buy much makeup anymore. But there's 58 products range from $15 to $40.
Wow. Okay.
So, pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So I wonder, what I really hope is that it comes in a flip top box with a built in
sharpener. It has to.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing too, is that when you're doing your makeup and you have like any kind of pencil thing, you're always looking for a sharpener.
They're like never where you need them.
Why can't it just be in the back of the box, just like how crayons are?
It needs to be. It needs to be.
It better be now.
Well, I'm excited about this. I'm gonna check it out because I do buy makeup.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I do as well.
You stopped.
I do. Apparently. I do, but it's for Jocelyn now.
Okay.
Not for me anymore.
Okay. Well, this is funny. YouTube's trending charts show that people are sitting down to watch kids on YouTube sitting there studying. So, to be clear, the kids are filming themselves studying.
Okay.
And then other people
are watching it.
I think we've reached the end of the internet.
I'm going to say
that, but like, I just feel like this is it. This has got to be it.
It has to be. When we are literally sitting and watching
other people live their lives, it's time for us to just live our lives.
Yeah. Cat videos, I thought that was getting close to the end of the internet.
No, cat videos will never be old. I'll watch someone else's cat all day long. But I think watching another person study might be peak dumb internet.
I don't know if I would like. I feel like there'd be too much anxiety.
Having someone watch you?
Well, no. You see the anxiety that they're what they're going through while studying, and you see them doing that.
You could be spending that time studying.
That's true. Or,
and then maybe you'd be, you know, I don't know.
What I would rather do is watch a kid with like a box of crayons and markers and just put that in front of a kid and the parents walk away and just see what the kid does.
Oh, yeah.
And just how long it takes them to just go all over their face.
Their faces. Not long,
that would
I'm
be
sure.
a good show to watch.
I'd watch it.
That's trending topics for this morning.